Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Best Friend by Shalini Boland. Published by Bookature in 2019, today's book is all about friendships, gaslighting, and comparisons. Louisa has a young son, a husband, and writes a weekend column for a newspaper. Her son has started at a very expensive new school, and she's anxious about him making new friends, as well as how they're going to pay for his school fees. She feels shabby and frumpy compared to the glamorous mums at the school gate, until she's befriended by Darcy. Darcy is American, gorgeous, and friendly. And she invites Louisa over while their sons have a play date. And Darcy seems to have everything Louisa could want. A dream house by the seaside, a successful husband, and obvious wealth. They introduce their husbands to each other, who also hit it off. And Darcy's husband is quickly helping Louisa's husband with his risky new business venture. It turns out that Louisa and Darcy's son share a birthday. And Darcy offers to extend the lavish party she's organised at the local team's football ground into a joint party with Louisa's son. Now Louisa is determined to help out in some way, but on the day of the party, there is no mention of her son on the posters, on the cake, or on the invitations. Has Darcy forgotten, or is it deliberate? Louisa keeps her suspicions to herself, but then she falls ill and asked Darcy, who also writes a successful blog, to step in and write her column for her newspaper. Within a week, the paper has dropped Louisa and offered Darcy a column instead. And Louisa is beginning to wonder whether Darcy is what she seems, but no one else seems to want to listen. The Best Friend is a psychological thriller about toxic female friendships and manipulation. Before even meeting Darcy, Louisa already had some insecure tendencies. She's worried about her family's finances and her husband's big audacious dreams, and also she thinks she might have a stalker, but she's decided not to tell anyone about that. But as little conspiracies add up, she's driven beyond her usual anxieties to question her own sanity. The manipulations are so subtle that when Louisa tries to tell anyone else about what she's feeling, she's the one who appears unhinged. And the dread builds as no one believes Louisa, and the reader is left wondering what's going to happen next. The current story is juxtaposed with another story from the past of a little girl with neglectful parents who has to do what she can to survive. And the reader is left wondering, right up until the last moment, which character is she? The Best Friend is a compulsive, fast-paced read, and as it hurtles towards the final confrontation, story twists and turns in ways I definitely didn't expect. This is creepy, but great fun at the same time. So if you like toxic female friendships, insecurity, one-upmanship, dark pasts and surprises, you might like The Best Friend by Shalini Boland. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.